Chris, first of all, put into words how you feel about Sunday.
Excited, really. All the lads are, can't wait for it. And yeah, just excitement.
And there is a genuine feeling, isn't there, amongst the group that you can actually win and get to Wembley at the weekend?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've been on a great run, league and cup, and we're going into the game with confidence, so there's no reason why we can't win.
I asked the same of Neil Collins, what the secret has been behind the run. Can you give us what you think might be the reason behind it?
No, not really. We've just been solid throughout, starting from the front and all the way back to the defence. We've been solid as a team, and we've got getting teams on the counter-attack, really. We've not dominated a lot of the games. Obviously, playing against Premiership side has been difficult, but we've managed to get goals at good times as well, and I think that's killed a lot of teams off.
No fluke either, is it, to have got to this point? You've earned it.
Yeah, I think a lot of the games we've deserved to win. I think we've had the better chances in most of the games. But like I said, there's times when we've scored have been good times to score, and that's killed the teams off.
Is this the furthest you've been in the FA Cup?
Yep. I actually can't remember if I've been very far at all. I think that this is definitely the furthest I've been, so yeah, can't wait.
What about when you've been coming into training since the other night? Obviously, this has been the main focus. Is there a different feel about the place when you're building up to a game like this?
You mean after the last league game?
Yeah,
I think so. Obviously, there'll be a big crowd there, and all the lads are, like I said, they're really excited for the game. And obviously, if we win, you get to play at Wembley, so it's a massive game for us. It's a massive game for the fans and the staff, everybody involved, so we're looking forward to it.
You'd said prior to Sheffield Wednesday going out that you wanted the Steel City derby, as did a lot of people.
Yeah.
But in a strange way, the fact that it's not going to be them, does that take some of the pressure away? Because obviously in a Sheffield derby, there's the added expectation of beating your rivals, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I think you've summed it up there. There's less pressure. It's unfortunate for the city that it wasn't the derby, but obviously it wasn't to be. But like you said, less pressure on us now and a great chance to get through.
And they're struggling. Charlton have had a bad season.
Yeah, they're struggling, but obviously it's the FA Cup, so anything can happen. They're still a good team, a championship team, because they deserve to be there. And I'm sure it'll be a close encounter.
You talk about the crowd. What kind of an influence can they have in a game like this?
Massive. I mean, they have been all season. They've been great. Even when we've been down at the bottom of the league, they've still stood behind us and chanting our name and on the songs for us. So, I mean, there'll be a big crowd there, probably getting on to 30,000 people. And, yeah, it'll be a 12-man for us.
What have your experiences been of Wembley?
Yeah, not great, obviously. Playoff final and we didn't get through, so yeah, it was brilliant to play there, obviously, but disappointing outcome.
So to go back there and to be successful there has to be the motivation now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't just want to go for a day out, is what I'm saying.
No, yeah, obviously, no. I mean, it's a great experience to play at Wembley. I mean, not everybody gets to. So I'm lucky enough to have been there once, and I'll be over the moon if I get to play there again.
Your season's a great story. I know we had this kind of discussion before. At the start, I looked at you and thought, I wonder if this fella's got a future. Mm. Went out to Chesterfield, and now, look at you now. Can you believe where you were and where you are now?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I felt unfortunate not to be in and around the team under the previous manager. Obviously, he had his reasons for that. But I've never doubted my own ability. I mean, I've scored goals at every level I've been at, so it's no surprise to me, really, that I'm scoring. But obviously, like you said, from the start of the season, it wasn't going great for me, so for the turnaround that it's been, has been great for me.
And how confident do you feel in front of goal at the moment? The manager said after the game the other night that he feels that when you step on that pitch, you believe you're going to score now. And that's a great place to be, isn't it, for a striker?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, I've had that at different points in my season. Sometimes you just go on the pitch and you believe you're going to score, and then when you haven't scored in a few games, your confidence drops a little bit, and sometimes you feel as though you can't hit a barn door, as they say. So yeah, I'm confident now, and I feel as though if I get a chance, I'll be disappointed if I don't put it away.
And the fact that defensively you're so strong at the moment, how does that change things for the front players?
Again, massively. I mean, I think it's obviously with the key, Mark's doing really well since he's come in. Defence are really strong. But I think it's the whole team working hard. The formation we're playing, it's sort of more defensive minded. But it's good to get on the counter attack. So, I mean, it's everyone working from the front, no matter who plays up there. They're working hard and dropping back into a sort of midfield role and defending from the front, so it's just making the whole team more solid.
How is the manager at times like this?
I'm sure he'll be excited as well. I'm not sure what his biggest run in the FA Cup is, but I'm sure this will be up there for him as well, so I'm sure he's really excited for the game.
But he's also very calm, on the surface it seems anyway. That's got to help, hasn't it? When, you know, obviously you've got the media circus today as you have, and the build-up will crank up between now and Sunday, won't it?
Yeah. He's a calm, seems to be a calm guy anyway, when he wants to be. but yeah, I mean, it's a massive game, but we've done really well up to now. Yeah. And there's no reason why we can't go on. But I suppose, like you said, there's not as much pressure with it not being the derby. So it's a game to go out and enjoy and hopefully get a result.
And let's be honest, as you said previously, you don't get many opportunities to play at Wembley. But I guess, you know, you're reaching that point in your career now where you might not get another chance to go. So yeah. you've got to look at it from that sense and take every opportunity as it comes now.
Yeah. I mean, there's players that play at the top level, you never get a chance to play at Wembley. But like you said, obviously, different players with different stages in their career in the team, and like you said, some players it might be the last chance that they get, so everyone will be going into the game giving 110%.
And the crowd will be big, and when Bramall Lane's like that, it's rocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great stadium to play in, especially like you said, especially when there's sort of 25, 30,000 there. Yeah, so it'll be rocking. It'll be rocking if there's a big crowd there.
And one last word on Charlton. What do you know about them in terms of what they've got at their disposal?
Yeah, well, near the time we'll be looking at videos of them. But obviously, I've played against quite a few of their players before, as will most of our players. So we'll know what they're about come the day of the game.